This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again this time, blazing a path to the hearts of sinners, cutting back the briars and the brambles and the kudzu and all of those things that clutter up the path from man's heart to God's love. And we just thank you for tuning in at this time. I wish I could hear from many of you folks up there in Little Rock, Arkansas, and up there in Tennessee. We got on some new stations up there, and also in just all over the country. Now, I can't give you all those names right now, but we'll have them in our magazine next time it comes out. And I do like to hear from every one of you. You're down there in Orlando, Florida, up there in Kalamazoo, Michigan, over there in Kentucky, wherever you folks hear the Old Trailblazer. Up there in Charlotte, North Carolina, we have lots of friends in Charlotte, Mount Airy, all those places. Let me hear from you. Would you do that? And just help me with the broadcast, if you would, and pray for me as the days come and go. The Old Trailblazer coming on down the age now. You know, most of you know I'm getting on up there. But we're looking at this study in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we got into this area where Isaac was going to bless Esau. He sent him out to get some deer meat where he's going to cook him a good savory, a mess of pottage, you call it. And Rebecca had deceived him, dressed up Jacob in a goat skin and old thing. Now let's look. In the 27th chapter of Genesis and the 28th and 29th verses, we notice there how did Isaac blessed Jacob. Therefore God give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. This was a blessing. And let the people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Now this was a blessing that gave him as he laid his hand on his head. And now let's notice the blessing that Isaac gave Esau in the 39th verse, 40th verse. This is the blessing that Isaac, the father, gave Esau. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be fatness of the earth and the dew of heaven above, and by thy sword shalt thou live. You notice that? By thy sword thou shalt live, and shalt serve thy brother. You notice that? And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessings where his father blessed him. Now, isn't that the natural heart, my friend? You talk about the total depravity of men. Folks won't have it. We speak often here of the total depravity of the human heart, and folks won't have it. Here was a very, very sons of God that Esau hated Jacob. Now, that's always true. Esau always hates a Jacob, just like Ishmael hated Isaac, just like Cain hated Abel. Always true, my friend. Now, the worst enemies of a believer are those of his own household. I know members of my family and members of other families who just won't have it. They don't understand it. And we have relatives that they don't come out and tell you they hate you, but they don't understand you. They feel the same way about you if you know the Lord. The worst enemies you have are your own household. There's always the conflict. It's always been there. It always will be. Christ said, if the world hated me, they'll hate you also. John 15, 18 through 20. There's no fellowship between the unbeliever and the believer. I mean spiritual fellowship. There cannot be so. So don't worry yourself if they don't have fellowship with you. If they hate you, don't worry yourself about it. There comes natural. The human heart, that will not yield to Christ, hates the heart that does yield to Christ. Always has, always will. It's happened here. It'll continue to happen. The only thing we can do is pray for them. And I tell you this because folks do. We have folks right here and criticize the Old Trailblazer, call me old kook, call me old hellfire and damnation preacher, because I sit here, stand here behind my pulpit and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. That's right. And some of them tell me that I preach hell off the cross. Well, I don't know about that. But I do preach Christ died for sinners. Oh, my friend, the thrust of my ministry has been for years is to warn you to flee. Have I ever warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Have I ever asked you where you will spend eternity? Have I ever said to you, the soul that sinneth, it shall die? I've conducted funerals all over America, and I stand there in a hostile environment and lay my hands on the brow of that individual and say, this individual showed no evidence of coming to know the Lord. And folks get mad with me because I say that. But my friend, if I don't say it, who's going to say it? This lady came to Pastor Shelton's office one day and she said, you know, Pastor, I've been to 100 funerals and I never have heard anyone preach a soul into hell. He said, well, lady, if you die and they ask me to preach your funeral, I'll tell them where you went. Made her mad. But I have no qualms about that. I don't hardly ever mention the individual's name who had died and was laying there in the coffin. I preach to the living, not the dead. I just lay the claims of Christ upon your heart. I just point my finger in your face and say, are you saved? Are you saved? Let me ask you this, my listener friend. Has your pastor ever asked the audience to raise your hand who all is saved? And then turn around and say, you who are lost, would you raise your hand? If you want to be saved, raise your hand. Does pastor ever do that? Oh, my friend, I wish he does. I hope he does. Put his finger right in your face because you know what? It'll make you think. I have folks who write me and say, Pastor Trailblazer, you've been stepping on my toes now for several days, but I needed it. Isn't that grace? To show you your error, my friend. That's what the Lord, he said, by the foolishness of preaching, men shall be saved. I tell you, my friend, we're in a terrible position now in our country spiritually. We don't have much true preaching no more. No, we have a social gospel. Social gospel. I could tell you things and make the hair stand on your head. I did. I went to a wedding one day and it's a big reception hall, and over there in the corner they had this was another church, of course, we went to for this wedding. And I asked one of the young men, I said, what y'all got covered up over there by in the corner? He said, oh, that's our puppet ministry. Puppet ministry? He said, yeah, we have a puppeteer does for the kiddies on Sunday morning. That's right. And then I had another man tell me that they have a clown ministry. They have a clown comes in on 11 o'clock service and entertains the children. And I said, well, the clown is behind the pulpit. That's who the clown is. Any preacher that will stand and let a clown come into his audience and entertain the kid, my friend, he ought to be hogtied. He ought to be took out behind the barn and hogtied and whipped. I'm telling you, my friend, he's going to answer for that. He's going to answer for that. The Bible didn't call me to have a clown ministry. Folks call me a clown, maybe, but they know I'm going to be true to their soul. They know I'm going to go right down the road with them. Are you saved or are you lost? That's what I asked them. And if they tell me they're saved, I asked them how the Lord saved them. Well, tell me, is Christ precious to your heart? Tell me, is Christ real to your heart? Or are you just a figment of your imagination? Or did you just join the church one day? Did you just join the church one day? Oh, my friend, you know, we're talking about eternal things. Old Trailblazer gets all turned around sideways sometimes, gets off of my message. But we're talking about eternal things. Where are you going to spend eternity? You laying up there in your chair about half asleep, wake up. Where are you going to spend eternity? Did you know the Bible says that every soul is going to die? It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Oh, and I have folks deny the reality of hell. They think they can deny it and won't go there. But my friend, that's not true. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And I often tell my audience here, try to describe that last great day there at the judgment bar of God, the Lord on the throne. The folks are going to stand there, and he'll call up your name maybe and have the recording angel look in the book, sir. Look in the book over there. Did you know there's two books written, one in heaven and one on earth? And he'll say, is this man's name, Jojo, whatever his name is? And he'll say, no, sir. No, my Lord, he's not there. Look again. Make sure. This is a serious thing. Look again. He said, no, he's not saved. Not in the book. He said, depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. Cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Oh, my friend, we can have all the social religion that we want. We can have all the Easter egg hunts we want. We can have all of the Halloween things that we want. But if you don't know the Lord, you're just wasting your time. You're just whiling away your time, my friend. The Lord will have no part of it. The Bible says, come unto me and be ye saved. Oh, my friend, listen. Listen, it's not a playing thing. It's not a playful thing. Folks criticize us for having this expression here about being an awakened sinner. But did you know no man comes to Christ until the Lord takes a hold of his heart and shows him just a little bit of his heart? Don't show you much. Shows you that you're a sinful wretch. And then you'll begin to cry for mercy. Oh, that I could hear from some of you said, Pastor Trailblazer, pray for me, I'm lost. Pray for me, I want to be saved. And then hear from others say, you know, Trailblazer, Lord saved me back there so many years ago, and I've been rejoicing in the Lord all of these years, and I just want to pray for you, tell you that I admire the ministry, the gospel going out. Not many doing that today. Oh, no, I ask my folks here, you listen to some of the late-night preachers on Sunday night, and if you're not able to go to church on Sunday night, listen to some of them. And I tell you this, you can hear the old Trailblazer on streaming radio now, so many places, on Sunday night, Wednesday night. You just write me and let me know. I'll send you a package of how you can receive those broadcasts over your computer. If you have a computer, you can hear me Sunday night, Wednesday night, and also Sunday morning, Sunday evening. And, yes, all of those things are available now because of the Internet, and I don't know much about them, but I know you can hear them. I've been gone from here on the trip. Turn in on Sunday night at 7 o'clock our local time here, 6 o'clock, 6:30. Hear the brethren who's filling in for me just loud and clear. And then we have all of these messages on CDs and all of those things. Our archives are full of those things. But I wish you would write me, let me hear from you. Just tell me, Trailblazer, I'm praying for you. I want to help you with the broadcast. And I have folks do that. I have folks send me a goodly offering and say, Trailblazer, I just want to help you with the broadcast because I believe you're being faithful unto the Lord. And I am, my friend, by the grace of God. I am. And I hope you'll help me with it, if you will. And if you're not able, I understand that. We still love you. We still love you. But you can pray, can't you? Old Trailblazer prays for you. I pray for my audience day in, day out. Lord, I've had folks, old trucker write me, say, I just happened to be scanning across the radio and I come across the old Trailblazer. Well, that's how the Lord does it. I've had folks say, I picked up your message on the sidewalk where the dumpster, where it fell out of the dumpster, your printed message, and the Lord took it home to my heart. We have those things all the time. And this is the old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Remember my website, radiomission.org, and you can go there now and hear the old Trailblazer any time of the day or night that you'd like to. And remember, my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. I still have a few minutes, a few seconds, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate every one of you helping me with the broadcast. I failed to do that many, many times, and folks say, well, all they're in it for the money. No, we're not. I wish you'd come here and visit us. We'd show you where the money goes, show you how much paper we buy for the printing press, how much radio time costs. I'll show all that to you if you come, and I believe it'll impress you how much money we spend for radio time. And you say, well, not many folks being saved. Did you know that's the Lord's business? That's the Lord's business. But you know, somebody gave that I might hear the broadcast. Somebody prayed that I might be saved. That's what we do here. We don't have an axe to grind with anybody. We don't criticize other people and how they do and how they live. No. The Lord has given us this ministry, Radio Mission, as a lighthouse unto a blinded, lost, and doomed, and damned world. Pastor Shelton gave his life here many, many years, about 60 years, preaching the gospel. So you do that, would you? Pray for us and help us with the broadcast. And remember, my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.